Watch, rioters topple Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt statues in Portland, museum windows smashed. By Joel B. Polak on October 11, 2020. Rioters toppled statues of Presidents Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt in Portland, Oregon. On Sunday night, the latest attacks on monuments in several months of left-wing unrest. According to OregonLive.com, the statues in the South Park block were toppled during an Indigenous Day of Rage. The nearby Oregon Historical Society Museum was also reportedly attacked. Video of the toppled statues showed they had been vandalized with the words "stolen land" spray painted on their bases. The Roosevelt statue was also vandalized with "murderer." And this one, too. At fox12oregonpic.twitter.com/rfn/ngvkjbd. Brenna Kelly, at Brenna Kelly News, October 12, 2020. Right across the street lay an overturned statue. At fox12oregonpic.twitter.com/wgwsw06zn. Brenna Kelly, at Brenna Kelly News, October 12, 2020. Portland police had warned those attempting to topple statues. OregonLive.com reported. As the crowd gathered, a group threw chains on ropes on the statue, a bronze sculpture officially titled Theodore Roosevelt, Rough Rider, as others took a blowtorch to its base and threw red paint on the statue. They began to pull until the statue rocked from side to side before falling down at 8:51 p.m. The group then turned to the nearby Abraham Lincoln statue. Pulling it to the ground at 8:59 p.m. spray painted on the base of the statue was Dakota 38. A reference to 38 Dakota men executed after the Dakota U.S. War of 1862. The largest mass execution in a single day in American history. Afterward, people in the crowd began smashing windows at the Oregon Historical Society, unfurling a banner that read, "Stop honoring racist colonizer murderers." A mural on the attached Sovereign Hotel building depicting the Lewis and Clark expedition was splattered with red paint. The crowd then moved through downtown, breaking windows and destroying a sign at the Portland State University campus public safety office and other buildings. Police did not apparently intervene in time to save the statues or protect the museum. The protest appeared timed for the eve of Columbus Day, which is observed in some parts of the U.S. on Monday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.